Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus
Christ. Amen. I once got my ear pierced. True. I didn't plan that it would be that way, and I'm a little embarrassed. In fact, I don't think anybody here knows that. Alicia has heard about it in my history. I didn't plan it this way. I was hanging out with some really cool kids, and they came up with a really cool idea. The idea was that all of us would pierce our ears together. And after about 5 minutes of looking at what I looked like in the mirror and seeing my friends, I realized it was a great mistake. About a week went by, and I went home to my parents. It was my left ear that I got pierced. So I went home to see my parents. When I talked to them, I kind of hid my neck like this. They couldn't see what I looked like. And of course, I thought, boy, I can keep this a secret. I don't want anyone to know about this. And of course, they figured out that I had pierced my left earlobe. It was true. And so to rectify that, there's easy ways to rectify that. All you got to do is pull out your earring, and it grows back, and it's not a problem. So that's what I did. So today, if you look at my left earlobe, you cannot see the scar. But here's the thing. If I go up and I feel my earlobe, I can feel in the tissue that something happened about 20 years ago. And that feeling brings back all the shame and all the embarrassment that I had when I went to my parents' house and they found out that I had my ear pierced. What I just described to you is an excellent way to understand sin. Okay? Sin, we know, is when we misstep from God's will and desire for us from the Ten Commandments. But you know what sin is? Sin is kind of like a scar, isn't it? The sins that we commit, most of them, no one else knows that we did them and how exactly we executed them. Think of some of these things. We make vows to people, and then we don't follow through. We tell people that we're going to do something, and we don't follow through. We have maybe committed a crime that nobody else knows about in the congregation. We perhaps have done something in our past that brings great shame and disgust. We each have these secrets. You know, it's good for nobody else to know it, so it's not known the shame and disgust. But friends, sin is like this. Sin wreaks havoc in our lives, and it leaves scars. And there are moments, maybe nobody else knows it, we feel our ear. We feel what we did so long ago. And you just feel it, and all of a sudden, what bubbles up to the surface is shame and disgust over what we've done. Now, on the other hand, it might be a good idea to have one person who knows about our scar in our past. Someone that wouldn't judge us, but that can relate to us, that can hear our story, that can know about everything about us in our past and knows us completely. Then that scar wouldn't be a secret. See, that scar could be healed, and there could be forgiveness. This morning's Palm Sunday. What an exciting day, and what a festive way to begin this morning. Except the pastor, my goodness, he forgot the reading. What a dumb. Thank you. I need it. But how festive it is here this morning to have the palm branches waving Jesus as he came into Jerusalem. But friends, I'd like you to consider what Jesus was thinking as he entered into Jerusalem. Jesus knew the private scars of every person waving those palm branches. Luke's gospel is clear. Jesus knows everything. He knows the plans that are going to take place. He knows the secret handshakes between Pontius Pilate and Herod that they're going to undergo. He knows the motivations. He knows everything as he's going into Jerusalem. Think about Maundy Thursday. Jesus knows all about that. Luke's gospel is very clear. We talked about it this Lent season. Jesus knows that there's a room on the other side of town that he's going to gather with his disciples. There's nothing left to chance here. Jesus knows to send John and Peter to go to that room. And when he reaches the room with his disciples, he knows who's going to betray him. He knows it's Judas. He tells all his disciples. When he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, he knows his hour is coming, it says in the gospel text. He knows the scars of every single person as he enters into Jerusalem. He sees Peter walking down the way. He knows he'll deny him three times. He sees Herod, perhaps, and Pontius Pilate. He knows what they're going to do to him. And he knows that every single disciple is going to mess up and leave him on the cross to die. Jesus knows you too, friends. How does that make you feel? He knows your scar. He knows the shame and disgust that you had when whatever it is. He knows what it is. You may be shaking right now. Pastor, I don't want anyone to know my secret past. I don't want anyone to know my scar. There's good reason to think that, because when someone knows our secret, whatever it is, we're not very good at handling secrets, are we? Think about it. If I know a secret about Wally, and I know a lot of secrets about Wally, if I knew some juicy secret about Wally, I would become very unproductive as a pastor. I think about, ooh, boy, that was a juicy thing Wally did. I might even think about some of the other things that he did. I think about what motivated him to do what he did many years ago. I might even tell his secret to someone else so that it can pass along. No. But that's what we do with secrets. We're not very good. And soon, when we have a secret, a scar in our past, it's not too long before the entire town knows about what we have done. That scar is there. Friends, pay attention to how Jesus handles scars. Let this burden your heart this morning. Jesus handles secrets and scars in a completely different way. He doesn't push Judas to the side as they're having the meal. He doesn't ponder on the motivations of why Judas would sell him for 30 coins. He doesn't leak the secret to a whole bunch of people. Jesus gathers these disciples and goes forward to the meal, and goes forward to the cross, and moves forward and remains productive with his mission. And friends, there's a reason why he does this. So that your scars, so that Peter's scars, so that Pontius Pilate's scars can be covered by his scars and wounds. What we're going to learn on Easter is this. It's kind of scary when someone knows our secrets and those scars, but how awesome it is when God knows them. Because he knows what to do with them. He sees us not as our scars. He sees us through the scars of Jesus. Friends, there's a famous artist in the 16th century, Matthias Grunewald. He's a famous Lutheran artist. And he painted an altarpiece that sits behind the church. And it's a very unusual altarpiece. It kind of opens up as a cabinet would. It has two wings, and the altarpiece has a painting on the inside. When the wings are shut to that altarpiece, there's one picture. And then when the wings are opened, there's another picture. I want to explain those two pictures that Grunewald did, because it's incredible. When the altarpiece is closed, Grunewald put a picture of Christ on the cross. And the colors that he chose were gruesome green and dark black and brown, all these sorts of things. And he has wounds, the Christ has wounds coming from his side and his hands and his feet. But then, when the altarpiece is closed, when it's open, there's a completely different picture. There's a resurrected Christ with his hands uplifted, and the colors are completely different. In the background is a sun and blue sky. And there's Christ. But the one thing that is unique about the open cabinet altarpiece is this. In the place of Christ's wounds on his hands and feet, Grunewald put rubies and jewels. What he was saying was this. We all have our wounds and scars. Christ is going to the cross to cover them. Except in the end, after his resurrection, he owns our scars.
And in the place of those scars are jewels and rubies. It's a good thing that someone knows our scars and knows all about them. That's the gospel. Jesus knows them. And he's riding into Jerusalem. And as he goes into Jerusalem on the donkey, he knows everything. But he's going for a reason to replace our scars with his scars. And he goes with great joy. Isaiah talks about it 8 centuries before Jesus when he says these words. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Though our sins are as, how does it go? Though our sins are as scarlet, they become as white as snow. And though they are as red as crimson, they become like wool. This is what Isaiah said. So what do we? Be ready to be changed. I'm going to challenge us on this. Be ready to be changed. We can no longer walk around with battle scars and wounds. We're resurrected. We're Easter people. We've been given jewels and rubies from Jesus. He's exchanged our wounds for his wounds. Friends, in the fellowship hall, every month this happens, and some of you know this, the Chamber of Commerce for the city of Philomath meets in that section. And as everyone gathers, each of the business people are able to kind of give a plug for their business. And it's about 5 seconds. I usually sit back and listen to everyone give their plug. There's one man who gets up every single month, and the business that he owns is taking care of stains and repairing things so that they're as good as normal. And he says this jingle. Oscar, you know what I'm talking about. It's Russ. Russ says this. We make it like it never happened before. And he says it so often that when he stands up in our fellowship hall, the 50 people gathered there, they even say the jingle. He doesn't even have to say it. Oscar, did I get that about right?
Yeah,
all right. You're absolutely right. And when I go up to Russ, I say, why are you so passionate about it? We make things like they never happened before. And Russ believes it. He believes his company can do that. Friends, God believes it too. Through the pages of the Bible, through the movements of Jesus this week, God is making sure that our scars are gone like they had never happened before. Think about your scar. What's tattooed there? Not just the ear piercing. We all have them. We all have our scars. Jesus is going to the cross to exchange them for jewels and rubies. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you knew. You knew everything that would happen. You knew the scars on the hearts of every person lying on that street. You know the scar on every heart here in this sanctuary. Change us, Lord, this week. Take those scars, give us rubies and jewels. The rubies and jewels of your forgiveness and love. In Jesus' name, amen.